It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
I just saw a tweet. Purple grabbing dinger Monday, by the way. Rockies winning 7-2.
This is a series they need, man.
I think they'll be fine.
They have to win this series.
I think they'll be fine.
Well, the Cubs,
they're 500 in their last 10.
Yes, the Cubs are starting to surge though a little. Now the Diamondbacks, as predicted, coming back to the pack a little. The Dodgers just right now.
Yeah, great. What are they doing in the playoffs? Nothing.
Yeah, well, we got to get to the playoffs ourselves first in order to actually do something. And right now, they are in good position to go to the playoffs, but you've got to win series at home against teams like the Padres. You have to. And they're off to a good start. I mean, they're
so far.
We haven't played
our Muse yet today, so they still could lose.
That's true. I was very, very disappointed over the weekend when they just got trounced in New York destroyed the first
two games. Yeah, I watched the first game for a little bit, and then I watched the second game. I'm like, is this one of those rewinds again?
Right. I did the same thing. I looked at the score because I was out, and I looked at the score. I'm like, wait, this is the same score as yesterday. Is this? Oh,
well, to be fair, that they had one. Then they had one in the first game before the other team got 13 or whatever they had.
And we lost Chatwood. The Rockies lost Chatwood. He's
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean,
listen, it's like sort of a. It felt to me like a Viking death. Death with honor. Get him on the disabled list. You know, you knew he was done besides the four runs that he put up in the first inning.
Yeah.
But when Chatwood was throwing just to see if he was okay and not one of them were strikes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's not good.
No. And fortunately, yesterday, wasn't Marquez yesterday. Who pitched yesterday?
Hoffman.
Hoffman came out and pitched a good game.
He did. Well, when you have a huge lead, it's much easier because then you can just throw strikes because you're not – it's the whole problem. You need to go out and pitch as if you are up 10-0. Throw strikes.
Yeah.
Let your defense help you.
And you've got a really good defense behind you in the Rockies. I mean, the Rockies have a very good defense. Their offense, the last two games anyway – yesterday and so far today seems to have...
Their offense can explode at any time.
...come around a bit. You know what I haven't looked at? Because everyone's now talking about that home run derby jinx with Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Because he's like 1-for-20 or something since the... Or 1-for-10 since he won the All-Star
Well, yeah,
game.
But he had a home run robbed against Boston. So he had a home run robbed. It's not like he's... But listen, when you don't get time to rejuvenate, and sometimes you get... I mean, baseball is a sport where you do get tired.
But what's Blackman doing? Like Blackman competed and competed well.
Yeah, well, okay, well, he had 14.
Yeah.
How many did Judge hit?
No. What I'm saying, though, is everyone, even you mentioned that there was a possibility that it might screw up his swing. But I don't believe, no, you can answer that if you'd like. Go ahead and answer it.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
It sounds like one of those Charlie Browns.
Okay, good call.
Nope. That's a spam.
That's a spam call.
Spam call.
But people thought that, oh, just
people
by participating.
Well, maybe it's
home
not.
Run.
I have a chance to go to a resort, and all I have to do is listen to a meeting.
Yeah, no. No.
Let me turn off my...
your ringer? Yeah.
I guess that's a grabber ringer. Ah, look, what?
I don't think that the home run derby has affected Blackman's swing.
No, because he only had 14.
But
Judge had to hit 20.
You can't say that.
No, he took 10 minutes more swings, like 10 minute more time. Like it's the difference of going once and going three times.
Right, I understand, but people were saying that just being in the home run derby itself, he would alter his swing and would not be able to get it back.
Yeah.
Like just
okay, okay, yes, I remember people saying that.
Yes. Just because you are doing it once and he did it three rounds doesn't matter to those folks. And you can't say, well, he only did it for one round, hit 14. Well, if you're going to say it's bad for him to be in it in the first place, then you have to eat your words when it doesn't seem like it's actually affected
eat
his weight.
Eat those words. Eat those words.
Yes.
Eat those words. Eat those. By the way, I am not happy that the Rockies are trying to go after J.D. Martinez. I'm okay with that, but that's the wrong person to be going after on the Detroit Tigers.
I don't really know who J.D. Martinez is.
He's a guy.
Okay.
I mean, he's a good guy. He's left-handed, but he's terrible in the outfield. So his defense is like you or me could play defense. I am not good in the outfield.
I'm pretty good. I'm a better first baseman.
Yeah, do you know what I'm a good at? Left out.
Ha-ha.
Left out is where I need to play. That being said, you know, with all the left-handed pitchers that come through, that's what the theory is. No, go get dang Verlander. Can we get Verlander, please?
You're looking for another starting arm?
Yes, I'm looking for a stopper.
Well, you're not going to get Verlander.
I think you can get Verlander.
Who do you have to give up to get Verlander? You're going to have to give up.
You'll probably have to give up something in the neighborhood of probably either Story or Valleca. At least one of the outfielders that's so possibly Tapia, maybe Blackman. Probably Tapia because it's younger. You know, possibly, you know, David Dahl or whatever. And then at least one pitcher from the minors.
That's
maybe
too
two.
Much. That's too much. That's too much to give up for Verlander. You know, if they.
Then you have Verlander.
And we've all seen what happens to Colorado when they go out and get big name arms to come and pitch in Colorado.
Listen, I've seen. I understand.
They
that.
Crumble.
I understand.
And if you've given
I watched
up,
Verlander hit pitch the best. I know there's been a no-hitter pitched here, mm-hmm. but he pitched the best game I've ever seen here.
You give up that much talent. You give up those many players for one pitcher. That's too much. Now, if you want to say, okay, we'll give you one of our stars in the minor leagues and Cargo.
They okay. won't take Cargo.
Why not?
Because it doesn't help them. They may take. I mean, they may take Cargo.
Detroit at this point, Detroit's not. They're not in the playoff hunt.
They're not.
So
but they're trying to unload older guys at this point. I mean,
Cargo's not. Listen, Cargo's not old.
He's 31.
That's in baseball. That's like midlife. You can play to like you're 40 in baseball.
No.
Oh, sure you can. Sure you can. Still be pretty productive. Especially
not American, everyone can be Julio Franco playing out there at 45.
Especially if you're in the American League where they can put him on the DH.
Okay, but they don't need it. They have, you know, a pretty good lineup, but it's old. Like plus Miguel Cabrera.
Plus he's a contract that they could probably unload at the end of the season.
Well, yeah, because he's going to be a free agent.
So they take him for half a season, you know, get something.
And they'll re-sign
probably,
him?
They'll probably want a bunch of young players from our farm system, which everyone acknowledges is pretty good and pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, there's only two guys or three guys that are pretty much untouchable.
They might want one of those.
But I mean, you know, but you have an outfielder like someone like Tauchman, right, who came in and was really good hitting. Someone like that. Someone like, I can never remember his name, McLaren or whatever his name is, who's at AAA, who played first base of all places in the Futures game.
Right.
And made that great catch over the side of the wall.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but they're going to want pitchers back, probably pitching prospects.
Okay.
So,
sure.
I mean, they have enough. I feel like they have enough to go and do something like Verlander because I think you could go get it.
They're going to have to overpay.
A little.
See, I don't know that you want to overpay for a guy like Verlander. I'd much rather you go get another strong arm from the bullpen.
I mean, you can do that too, but I mean, I feel like the starting pitching is a thing that's struggling. I mean, the offense is struggling a little bit, and they certainly could use some left-handed help, I guess, which is why JD. But how about JD Martinez? I mean, you could just go nutty with it. JD Martinez and Justin Verlander, and we can just, and a whole bunch of prospects going each way.
Do you need a whole bunch of additions to this lineup as it stands right now in order to get to the playoffs? I mean, I guess that's my question. Do the Rockies
I feel like you
actually
need, more pitching.
Need to go get
I feel
somebody.
Like you need more pitching.
Well, you're going to get Bettis back. You're going to get Gray.
Gray is back. I mean, you will eventually get Tyler Anderson back. I mean, not that he's been. You'll eventually get Chatwood back.
Yeah.
You'll eventually. I mean, is it Sensatella pitching today, right?
No, this is Herman. It was Marquez.
This is Herman, not German. Marquez.
Yeah, Marquez is pitching tonight. you've got solid, if not spectacular, pitching. If the offense picks up, you don't need to go get a superstar pitcher. Maybe I'm just gun-shy getting superstar pitchers here because none of them ever pan out.
Yes.
None of them
ever pan out. It's how I felt when the Broncos were in their fifth Super Bowl. I didn't want them to go. Gun-shy. Gun-shy. Well, I get you. I feel your gun-shyness. But he's the right type of guy. He's the right type of pitcher you need to go after.
Why?
Because he's a power arm that throws and throws into ground ball out.
Okay. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I just don't think they need to make that drastic of a move.
Justin Verlander?
Yeah.
There can be only one Verlander.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.